Welcome to Living Life in the Anne, for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I am your host, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, your best life transformation strategist. I help women to get everything they desire and deserve in life by equipping them with powerful strategies for immediate implementation to achieve fulfillment. Because life is too long to live unfulfilled. It's time. Girl, it's time. It's time for you to get everything you desire and deserve. It's time for you to live your life on purpose and to live a life of fulfillment, meaning, and joy. It's time. It's time for you to walk boldly in the power of your decisions. Because girl, if you're going to be in this world, you need to be fulfilled in this life. Life is too long to live unfulfilled. Join me for another episode of Living Life in the End, where you learn how to achieve fulfillment and commit to completing all the desires of your heart. Hey, it's your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes, and it's time for a musing from the mind of Dr. SDB, where I share poignant thoughts to help you live your life in the and. Girl, I've got some things on my mind. You know, I wanted to just get something off my chest because I think a lot of people think that, you know, fulfillment is this frou-frou, you know, nice thing to do, and it's really not all that important. You ought to be about that bag. You ought to be about this. You ought to be about that. But you know what? Fulfillment is not a luxury. It is not something that's whimsical. It is something that we all deserve. Because here's the thing, and you'll hear me say this a lot, life is too long to be unfulfilled. And you know, I always used to think about, you know, life is too short. You only live once. You know, I hear those sayings all the time. But I remember, I don't know, maybe about 4 years ago now, I was having dinner with a friend, and both of us were commiserating about our divorces. So I had gone through mine and was, you know, my divorce was final, and he was going through his and kind of just getting started. And we were just talking about how we got to the point of getting our divorces. And the thing that he shared with me that just really made me think about how we have to commit to fulfillment is, you know, he was talking about how unhappy he was. And I said, you know, how unhappy I was towards the end of my marriage. And I said something, I said, you know, life is too short. And he said, life is too long. And I remember looking at him like, life is too long. What do you mean? And he said, you know, we don't know how long we're going to live. And most of us live 60, 70 years old. And that's too long to be unhappy. And ever since he put that into perspective for me, I started to really think about how, you know what, life is too long. Why live unfulfilled? So that's what I want you to just really think about. You know, life is too long. Why are you going to be on this earth unhappy? Why live longer than you have to and be unfulfilled? So commit to being fulfilled. Now, you may say, hey, you know, what is fulfillment? You know, on the one hand, fulfillment has no definition because it is truly unique to every individual. What makes me fulfilled may not be fulfilling to someone else. It's something that we truly have to decide for ourselves, and we have to embrace our own paths to fulfillment. But the general definition is that it is a commitment to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. And I always love hearing the term desires of your heart. And of course, the context in which I got familiar with that was in the Bible. You know, David always talked about the desires of his heart. And I think that is just such a beautiful expression of the things we desire out of life, you know, the desires of our heart. And when you think about the desire of your heart, it is something that truly brings you joy, brings you peace, the sense of accomplishment, and ultimately this sense of fulfillment. So whatever it is that is the desire of your heart, commit to it. Commit to bringing it to completion. And, you know, you will have several iterations of this. At least I hope that is what you have, because I know I desire to have several iterations of the desires of my heart. And I have them in different areas of my life. But it's about the commitment to bringing that to completion, not just saying, hey, this is just something nice. It'd be cool if I had this to happen, or if I experienced this, or went here, or did this, or became that. But the desire of your heart is something that is really important to you. And when you get it, it completes a sense of you. It may not complete you in the sense that once that happens, boom, it's over, but it fills you up from the inside out. So we ought to articulate the desires of our heart, because a lot of times we desire things and we don't bring them to fruition. We don't bring them to completion because we don't really give them a life of their own. They're just these little figments floating around in our heads. And so it's important to articulate, you know, what is it that fulfills you? And once you articulate that, write it down. I always believe writing gives things significance, but write it down. And then, of course, put a plan around it and bring it to completion. But fulfillment is not necessarily about getting the thing as much as it is the enjoyment and peace that you feel while committing to it. Which gets me to my second point, and that is, you know, can you be successful and unfulfilled? Or does fulfillment come once you achieve success? And really, this is not a question of which comes first. This is not like the chicken or the egg. You know, you always hear this saying, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? And, you know, I am a really logical person, so I like to analyze things. And the chicken and the egg question, I just said, forget it, you know, because you can't have the egg without the chicken, but the chicken comes from the egg. And I'm like, you know what, that's above my pay grade, and I'm not going to try and figure it out, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Both the chicken and the egg are here. But lest I digress, success and fulfillment, honestly, are experiences and feelings that should go hand in hand. Because if you wait until you succeed to be fulfilled, you miss out on the journey. You miss out on the joy of achieving the thing. Or if the thing doesn't materialize exactly as you plan and you have banked your fulfillment on that one thing, then you create this sense of emptiness. So you've just got to embrace the journey and recognize that the joy is in the commitment to the journey, in putting yourself out there and taking a risk and deciding on yourself. So don't wait until you're successful to decide to become fulfilled. Be fulfilled along the journey. Because I'll tell you, at this stage in my life, I have not succeeded in all of the things I desire. In fact, I've got a long list of things that I'm not even close to succeeding, but I'm fulfilled because I'm committed to achieving them. I'm committed to doing what it takes, and I'm committed to the joy of experiencing the anticipation of these things materializing as they should. Because I always believe, you know, life doesn't go exactly as planned, but it goes exactly as it should. Meaning, you've got to let it do what it do. And so that leads me to my last point. It is not selfish to desire to be fulfilled. this is not about achieving something to the detriment of others. And I believe that when you commit to being fulfilled, you become a better person, which makes you better for those that you love. Because especially for those of us who are mothers, you know, we may think that we need to put ourselves on the back burner until our children achieve whatever it is that we desire for them. But I believe life is better when you can make that happen concurrently. It may need to happen slowly. It may need to happen in pieces. You may start and stop. But a fulfilled mother, I believe, and I actually have found this just even from my own personal experience, that a fulfilled mother is a more joyful mother, which makes you better for your children or for your spouse or your loved one, your significant other, your family, your friends. When you are fulfilled, I believe it brings this sense of peace that makes you better for those around you. So when you commit to bringing the desires of your own heart to completion, you also commit to inspiring those you love and those who are around you to do the same. So, fulfillment is not a luxury. Life is too long to be unfulfilled. So, articulate the desires of your heart, commit to bringing them to completion, and have joy and peace along the journey. Well, that's all I have to say about that. I thank you for joining me for a musing from the mind of Dr. SDB, where I share some poignant thoughts that help you to live your life in the end. I hope you learned something. I hope you felt something. But most of all, girl, I hope you do something. Fulfillment won't happen because you desire it. It will happen because you decide to go get it. Hey, this is your girl, Dr. Stephanie D. Barnes. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Living Life in the End for the woman who is set on getting everything she effing deserves. I hope you learned something, felt something, but most of all, girl, I hope you are ready to do something. Please be sure to let me know what you got out of this episode. Please subscribe so that you don't miss out on another great conversation. And of course, I'd love it if you would give us a rating and review and let me know how you are living life in the end. Because remember, life is too long to live unfulfilled. Your life is the product of your choices. Choose to commit to bringing the desires of your heart to completion. Let's get everything we deserve. Girl, let's get it.